Chapter 15. The Madness of Odysseus. Agamemnon's messengers returned to tell him that Priam had refused to give back Helen. Agamemnon immediately sent messengers to tell the kings of Greece to prepare their armies. "There is a problem," said Menelaus when the messengers had returned. "Odysseus will not come." "But he swore the oath himself," said Agamemnon, "even though he wasn't Helen's suitor. We need his skills in this war." "But he has gone mad. He was found ploughing the beach and sowing salt instead of seeds. He does not recognize anyone, even his own wife." "The timing of this madness is suspicious," said Agamemnon. "Send Palamedes to investigate." Palamedes went to Ithaca, Odysseus's home, where he met his wife Penelope and her baby son Telemachus. Together they went down to the beach where Odysseus was ploughing the sand. "King Agamemnon has sent me to call you to war," Palamedes said. Odysseus did not answer. "You swore an oath, you must obey it." But still Odysseus did not answer. Then, suddenly, Palamedes grabbed Telemachus and threw the baby in front of the moving plough. Penelope screamed. Odysseus ran forward, picked up his son, and then hit Palamedes hard across the face. "So you do recognize people," laughed Palamedes, wiping the blood from his mouth. "This madness is not real. I did not think King Odysseus was a coward." Odysseus ignored the insult. But the king of Ithaca was no coward. He had only pretended to be mad because he loved his wife and son, and he did not want to leave them. But now that Palamedes knew he was not mad, he had to go. Later, as his men boarded the ships, Odysseus said farewell to his beloved wife. They spoke quietly by themselves. Then, gently touching her lips with his fingers, he took one last look at her and left. Penelope stood watching the sea long after the ship had disappeared over the horizon.